in Tokyo, a two-day international conference called to spearhead the reconstruction of Afghanistan has ended with pledges of $4.5 billion. That's less than half the $10 billion believed necessary to rebuild the war-ravaged nation. But organizers are calling the meeting of some 60 nations and numerous aid agencies a success, NPR's Eric Weiner reports.
The money pledged here comes in different amounts and in different forms. Some countries are donating cash, others are providing low-interest loans, or in some cases, equipment and services. Morocco, for instance, is giving Afghanistan two C-130 transport planes. Singapore is offering to help train nurses. Healthcare is a top priority in Afghanistan, where life expectancy is only 44 years. In all, more than two dozen nations are contributing to the reconstruction effort. U.S. Treasury Secretary Paul O'Neill spoke to reporters at the conclusion of the two-day conference.
I think this conference demonstrates that not only did the terrorists unite the American people, they united the world people in a commitment to meet the needs of those who've been repressed and terrorized and held hostage in their own country.
The U.S. has pledged nearly $300 million, a sizable donation, but less than what the U.S. typically gives in similar situations. Privately, U.S. officials say that since America paid for the war effort in Afghanistan, other nations should take the lead in rebuilding the country. President Bush has, in the past at least, expressed a distaste for so-called nation building. But Chris Patten, the European Union's Commissioner for External Relations, says that's exactly what Afghanistan needs right now.
The important thing is to have real ministers and real ministries rather than virtual ministers and virtual ministries. The important thing is to have an administration which can actually provide schools for kids to go to, can open universities, can provide health facilities. And that means that we in the donor community have to work very hard to help the administration to get cracking straight away.
Afghanistan is in such a desperate condition, it will no doubt remain dependent on international aid for the foreseeable future. But Hedayat Amin Arsala, finance minister of the interim government, says it's important that Afghans, not international donors, decide where and how that money is spent.
The people of a country know quite a lot about what their people want. And so we think that the priorities that are established should represent the will of the people of Afghanistan.
Some international donors have expressed concern about mismanagement and corruption in Afghanistan. U.S. Treasury Secretary Paul O'Neill told delegates that all donations should be carefully tracked. He also said it's important for Afghanistan's new prime minister to keep his government small and avoid lavish spending. These concerns help explain why the total amount pledged here fell short of expectations. But others say this is no time to doubt the resolve of the Afghan people. Sadako Ogata, chairwoman of the donor conference, recently visited Afghanistan.
The Afghan people and the leaders really feel seriously that this is their chance. You know, they've had 23 years of war and broken promises and lost opportunities, and they realize this is their chance.
A chance, says Ogata, not only for the Afghan people, but for the rest of the world to ensure that Afghanistan does not once again become a breeding ground for radical regimes and terrorist organizations. Eric Weiner, NPR News, Tokyo.